We're blessed to have Tim and Sherry McVeigh here with us today. Tim McVeigh, not the bomber. Sherry, such a blessed worship leader for years. I have known them since I was, I think, seven at the wedding, before you guys were married, maybe even married. So, Tim and Sherry, you have you talk about faith and showing up in deeds. Man, what an example they've been to me and so many people of just going where the Lord leads when he says to go. They've had multiple different really neat assignments in the nations. One of the coolest was being the personal physician for the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. It sounds like a movie. Not sure how you stumble into stuff like that, but the Lord just puts them in places for seasons that are very encouraging to me from a distance to watch it, watch this faith walked out. And it's not everybody's journey, but it's their journey. And so Tim's going to share the word with us today. If the two of you could come up here, they're the parents of four beautiful kids, Karen and Nate and Elise and Dan, and they've been here with us from time to time. And hi, Elise and Dan. And so they're leaving next month to go on their next assignment to Ukiah, California, and a foreign country, yeah. And so we've been talking about having them come and share the word and lead us in worship for a while now. It just worked out. I'm so glad it did before they left. But I wanted to take a few minutes to have you guys tell us, where are you going? Why are you going? The land of 10,000 Buddhas, I think is what it's called. The land or the place. Is that right? Okay. And so start off here with the scissors.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're moving out to join some Seventh-day Adventists. Anybody know any Seventh-day Adventists?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who have come alive in their faith, and one of whom is a hospital president over a hospital system. Within that hospital system, about 100 miles north of San Francisco Bay Area, there's this town of Ukiah who has a family medicine residency, and that residency is about 5 years old, so it's kind of young. And the idea is to kind of repurpose that residency to make it a missional residency, to train and disciple young doctors, men and women, who will take high-quality medicine and Jesus into communities in Northern California, some of which are as poor, as impoverished as what you would find in the Appalachian mountain regions. And so there's multi-generational poverty just north of I-80 that most people don't know that's in California, but it is a dire, hopeless situation, lots of despair and substance use and on and on. And so the idea is to train people to care and to run to the fire, because those communities are on fire. And then also, you know, people that will run to a fire like that are willing often to take the gospel to hard places in the earth. And so we will recruit missional medical students to come be resident physicians in that residency to take the kingdom of God with the rest of the church to those who most need it. So we leave June 1st, and Karen, many of you know her, and her husband Sam and their little daughter Winnie are going with us. We will live together in the same house. We're renting a four-bedroom house there, and Sam will be working in the ICU at the hospital that I work in, and Karen will be working part-time, and really focusing on Winnie, and Sherry, you will continue to do, I'm sure, Afghan ministry and all that. And so this has been hard for us, just being honest. When it came down the pike I'd say November, December, it was easier to go to Saudi Arabia, it was easier to go to Iraq for us, to be honest. And this has been really hard for us. Not that I was unsure, really, that the Lord was saying to go. It's just that sometimes, I think it's family, it's you, it's just, this is home. And so, and we're getting older, you know. Anyway, but just things get a little tougher, I think. And we do have joy, and Jesus, and it's fun to go with Karen and Sam too. So, and we're going to be with some good people, so we'll make new friends and have a new faith community there. But please pray for us, if you think about us, and we'll be back from time to time, and considering y'all our people. What's that? So, yeah, and one of the hardest things I think for us was to leave Elise behind, and Dan, and Nathaniel, and Olivia, and their two boys. And so, just love on our daughter, please. And when you see her, and yeah, that was the hardest thing for us. But we love you. Thank you for loving us. This is probably the third time you said it's about somewhere. So please don't weary.
So would you all join me in praying for these two? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for Tim and Sherry and their family. I thank you for just the calling and the assignment that you placed on their lives and their faithfulness. The earth and the fullness thereof is yours, and that includes Ukiah. And so we just pray, knowing that you're already there, and you're establishing soil for the seed of your word to fall into. So Lord, we pray for good soil, we pray for good hearts, we pray for your protection over their home, their family. God, I just pray for much fruit. Lord, I pray that you use their witness, their testimony, their life to call people into a life consecrated unto you. That there would be men who step forth and say, I will. That they will be stirred, they will be provoked on towards love and good deeds. And God, I pray for kairos moments. I ask for you to put people in their path that for such a time as this, they run into Tim and Sherry and Sam and Karen. And Lord, I pray that you bless those conversations, that they would just be so fruitful. Lord, we truly are your workmanship. And we know that you've prepared this good work beforehand so that they can walk into it. And so I just pray for faith to rise in their hearts, that they would stand strong for you, and everything would be in faith. And we know that if they stay in that place, it is pleasing unto you. It is a sweet aroma. God, thank you for their life and ministry here. And we just pray for sweet reunions in the days ahead. But Lord, just pray that you'd stir us and provoke us to keep them in our prayers as well. And so, Lord, we commit them unto you.